Let me just encourage you this morning. If you are saved, you're precious to Jesus. You were given to him as a gift because the Father wanted him to have you. And the Holy Spirit, can I just stay Trinitarian? The Father wanted him to have you, and the Holy Spirit deliver you to him. That's what happened. The Holy Spirit took you. He took you to Genesis chapter 3 and showed you the great fall of man and how you, through Adam, or even by Adam, if you want to put it either way, became corrupt. And then he took you to Genesis chapter 6 and he showed you how God brought down his judgment because of man's corruption. But he didn't leave you there. He kept working with you. He took you to Genesis 15 and showed you that God promised Abraham a seed, even though you didn't know who the seed was. He promised him a seed that would be a blessing to all the world. And then he took you to Exodus chapter 20 and showed you those 10 commandments that you did not keep. And he kept working with you, and he took you to the book of Isaiah, and he took you to chapter 64 when you were talking about the good things you did. And he said, all of your righteousnesses are filthy rags. And then he parked you over here to Isaiah chapter 59 and showed you that your sin and your iniquity have separated you from your God, but he didn't leave you there. And then he plucked you and brought you over to Isaiah 53 when you saw one wounded for your transgressions and bruised for your iniquity, and the chastisement of that peace was upon him so that by his stripes you could be healed. And then he carried you over to Luke chapter 2 and you saw one in the manger, and then you heard the heavenly host saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward men. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. He kept working with you, and working with you. And then he took you to the Jordan River, and you saw one in the river, and his name was Jesus. And the heavens were open, and a voice came down and said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. But he didn't leave you there. He started taking you on the streets of Jerusalem, and you saw a man that started opening blind eyes and unstopping deaf ears and raising the dead and cleansing lepers. And then he also forgave sinners of their sins, and he showed you the wonder of Jesus the Christ. But he didn't leave you there. And he took you again, and he would take you from place to place. And he took you to Luke chapter 22 and the Garden of Gethsemane, showing you the one prostrated on the ground, sweating, as it were, great drops of blood falling down to the ground. But he didn't leave you there. And then that Spirit took you again, over and over again. He marked you, if I may say, Mark chapter 15, took you to the Praetorium, the judgment hall where Jesus was beaten, where Jesus was slapped around and treated in an inhumane way. That's what he did. And then he marched you up to Calvary. And you saw on Calvary, Matthew chapter 27, you saw on Calvary, the nailed hands, those same hands that cleansed the lepers. And you saw the nailed feet, those same feet that went around all through the regions of Galilee doing good. You saw it. You saw the crowns of thorns on his head. But he didn't leave you there. And then he took you over there to Joseph's borrowed tomb. His new tomb. He took you to Joseph's tomb. You saw where the Savior was laid in the tomb. And then 3 days later, he said, let me bring you back again. And he took you to Luke chapter 23. And you saw and you heard that he is not here. He's risen. And in Matthew chapter 28, he parked you over there and he saw, he let you see, wait a minute, this is this Jesus standing on the mount, the one who died, and now he's alive and he's saying, I have all power. And then he took you to Acts chapter 1 and showed you, not before that, you went to Luke chapter 24 and Jesus ascending up on high. And then he took you to Acts chapter 1 when he said, wait a minute, I want you to hear something. He's coming back again. He He's coming back again. And when you saw these things, you were broken and excited at the same time. How could that be? Broken because of my sins, nailed the Savior to the cross, and excited because he welcomed sinners. That's what the Spirit did. If you converted, he showed you Jesus. Then he took you to John 17 and said, listen, you are a gift to the Son. That's what the Spirit did for you, if you are saved. He showed you Jesus because you know, and I know, you would have not seen him otherwise. Broken at the feet of Jesus, oh, dear people, if we are in Christ, we should be filled with joyfulness and meekness at the same time. It should fill us with joy that he welcomes us, but it also should humble us that he welcomes us.